Welcome to the hashtag UN Tool Parade podcast, the teacher-to-teacher open overview of what EdTech can do for you from the University of Windsor's Faculty of Education. I'm Marissa, this is Marcus, and today we'll be talking about ClassDojo. Disclaimer, Marcus and I do not work for ClassDojo or any of its affiliates. We are simply reporting on the data we found and our experience with the application.
Today we are going to go over ClassDojo, a behavioral points-based app. We are going to go over its classroom use, how much it costs, its privacy concerns, and how we can use it for differentiated learning.
As Marcus said, this is a behavior-based application where a teacher can give points to students based on their behavior or their performance in the classroom. But not only can the teacher give points, but also take points away.
This is similar to the old pen and paper system where teachers had to manually record scores for their students and eventually award them a prize. The prize could be a physical prize, or it could even be something as simple as having lunch with the teacher or a whole movie day for the whole class.
ClassDojo creates a list of behaviors or actions that the teacher can use to award the students points. The teacher also has the option to create their own list depending on the students in their class or what the teacher wants implemented in their classroom.
The benefit of ClassDojo is that it's like a social network for these behavior points where the teacher, student, and the student's parents can see in real time how the student is progressing in the classroom. Not only that, but teachers can directly message parents in real time. What this affords the parents is their ability to address any concerns or issues that arose that very day, instead of having to wait for parent-teacher interviews, which will probably be a couple months down the road.
What's that, teachers? You're worried that you will be interrupted when you're on your third hour of your Netflix binge? Don't sweat it, because with ClassDojo, you can set up quiet hours where parents know that you will not be alerted during those hours, so enjoy your evening in peace.
What's also really neat is that you can transmit photos, videos, or the students' work to their parents so they can see what's happening in the class on that very day.
Other features of ClassDojo that teachers will find useful is that it allows you to take digital attendance, can create randomized groups, has a timer, plays music, and is a noisemaker. It can create a think-pair-share space or even give step-by-step instructions on assignments so students can access them at any time, without the teacher having to repeat themselves multiple times, which we all know that happens.
So if you think those features are great, ClassDojo can be translated into 35 different languages. This increases language acquisition and fluency, which is especially important for our English language learners.
But hold up a minute. What does this behavior application mean to the students and the classroom? The point system is not confidential. When the teacher gives and takes away points, there is a running class total that can be viewed by everyone in the class. How would a child feel when their poor performance is displayed with their bad score for the entire class? Children might feel judged or hurt if they are the ones with the least amount of points. It can cause them to feel embarrassed or ashamed, which can make them disengage from the behavior point system or learning in general, which renders ClassDojo useless.
So, with this behavioral-based point system, because all students can see their points, this is breeding competitive spirit based on their behavior. The question comes about, are the students actually behaving in a proper manner because they want to, or because they want to get a point? How are they learning empathy?
I understand. Another thing too, Marcus, is that if in the wrong hands, ClassDojo can be detrimental when in the hands of an autocratic teacher. Since the teacher has full control over ClassDojo, the teacher can abuse their power, making the students feel bad by taking away points, publicly displaying their discipline via ClassDojo, and resulting in poor self-esteem for the students.
That is a scary thought. However, a teacher's pedagogy, no matter what app or technology they use, can affect the student. We can only hope that teachers want to help students, not discourage them. If teachers are worried, they can just add points instead of taking them away. Use ClassDojo as an award, or use it to get the class on the same page.
That's true, Marcus. But even if your pedagogy agrees with a points-based ranking system, there are some privacy concerns that educators, administration, and parents should be aware of before implementing ClassDojo in the classroom.
Because ClassDojo is free to sign up, with all the features we have already mentioned, it may seem like the golden apple for classroom management. However, we have to look at the privacy issues and teacher liability that comes from using this application.
Well, Marcus, technically the application is not totally free. The initial sign-up is free, but if you want to upgrade to the premium version, it is $7.99 per month, and it is called Beyond School. But you do not have to opt in if you don't want to. The choice is yours.
So even though this app is free, nothing in life is free, and everything has its price. The second you engage with any online application, you know it will be invading your privacy in some form or another. Marissa and I looked into the terms of service in great detail. There's a lot of legalese, but this is what we gathered from our research. Almost everyone would click yes and agree to the conditions that apply, but we actually took the time to read them.
The Class Dojo creators posted a policy statement on their app saying that, "We don't share any of your information or students' information with advertisers or marketers," which in reality is simply not true. The application allows third-party advertisements to be displayed on the screen of its users. As soon as a user clicks on the third-party advertisement, that third-party app gets the user's data. But do not fret, Class Dojo has your back. Well, not really. In their terms of service, Class Dojo explicitly mentions that anything that happens to a user who engages in these third-party applications is on their own. If they are so worried about what could happen to the user, why are they allowing these third-party applications to be displayed on their app?
It's simple. Money. The application has to make its money somehow, and they get that by having advertisers pay them to display their third-party apps on people's screens. Class Dojo also claims that you own your own data, but in the terms of service, it says that they are allowed to look at your data for their own research purposes. Even if you delete your account, what we learn from the terms of service is that they are allowed to retain your information for legal purposes. While we cannot say exactly what that entails, in our view, you do not own your own data.
This information that Class Dojo keeps for their research information is said to be used for them to create experimental features that will add to a user's account without their knowledge to see how the feature compares to others. With that being said, Class Dojo states that at any point, any feature can be removed or added. So what does this mean, educators? You could plan an entire lesson with specific features that could be removed on the day you are planning on using that lesson.
As an educator, another downfall of Class Dojo is that the entire responsibility of privacy with respect to the student falls on that educator. It is their job to get parental consent to use the application, and Class Dojo washes their hands of any privacy concerns with respect to the student, the parent, or the teacher. Basically, like most internet applications, this is used at your own risk in regards to privacy.
You can put Class Dojo to the ultimate test. Google it and see the articles that will ensue. The entire internet is divided. While we have discussed at the beginning of the podcast all the positive aspects of Class Dojo, there are numerous articles that are critical of Class Dojo with respect to privacy as well as students' behaviors.
Forbes, for example, discusses how Class Dojo takes a classical approach to monitoring and restricting behaviors. It trains students to fit into a status quo with a constant surveillance on them.
It promotes behaviorism. It changes students' external behaviors achieved through reinforcement and repetition to shape behaviors of learners. Class Dojo also promotes adultism by showing that adults are more important than young people. This is done through the points reward system in Class Dojo.
While these privacy concerns may seem stark and dire, the reality of our modern-day society is that many of the social networking applications that we use treat our privacy in the same fashion. When we decide to engage with their online technology, we know that we are giving up part of our privacy. The benefit of giving up some of our privacy is all the features that we've discussed before, and some of the positive ways we can customize this program for our various learners.
A great feature about Class Dojo is that it does not limit you on how you set up the behavior-based point system. An educator is able to delete all the predefined values or skills that Class Dojo has set up and create a unique set to their classroom. This means they can create values and skills that are differentiated for each of their students.
That's right, Marissa. This is actually very good for teachers that have to create individual educational plans, IEPs as they're called in Ontario, for their students. A teacher can create customized multiple skills that may only apply to one student. Therefore, the student with the IEP can be reinforced for their unique good behavior.
A child can also answer an assignment in multiple different platforms. If the student has issues with their fine motor skills, they are able to upload assignment answers through photos, videos, or texts. This allows the students to have multiple avenues to participate in the class, regardless of their ability.
As previously mentioned, Class Dojo also differentiates as it allows translation into 35 different languages. This is beneficial for English language learners as it helps them have clear understandings of the unique, customized expectations that the educator provides. Looking back at the things we discussed, one of the main concerns that popped up when we analyzed the privacy is the liability falls on the educator. I feel there's many benefits on using ClassDojo, but as an educator, you have to be smart on how you want to use it. Since the liability of privacy is on you, it is very important that an educator communicates with all their important stakeholders. As with any online technology, it is prudent pedagogy to ensure that the school board allows the use of this tool. Furthermore, I would check in with my principal and the union representative to let them know that I'm using this technology in my classroom. Most importantly will be the note of consent that I sent home to the parents. It should detail the privacy vulnerabilities that this application has, the benefits of its features, and how you, as an educator, plan to implement this application in the classroom.
I agree, Marcus. In testing, I enjoyed how quick the application was. We set up a fake classroom to test the application and were not disappointed. In the traditional pen and paper method, it would take an educator significantly longer to do things, like take attendance or mark an assignment. And it's awesome that students can get instant feedback as opposed to waiting, since sometimes waiting can cause students to have anxiety.
All in all, we rate this application 2.25 apples. 1 apple for classroom use, 1/4 apple for cost and data, and 1 apple for differentiated learning. The functionality of the application works great. We have no complaints about it. ClassDojo loses points because we feel we do not own our own data. And ClassDojo reserves the right to remove features at any moment's notice.
Marcus and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to us and our analysis on ClassDojo. For more great podcasts created from our colleagues that help you be better educators, please like and subscribe to The Open Page. Thank you all for listening.